So this morning, we're continuing to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, text chapter number 3. We're going to be studying text 119 through to 194. So I'll just read the verse previous and then we'll join in with 194. I'll read the English. After thus instructing the devotees, the Lord asked their permission to go to Jagannath Puri. He assured them that at intervals he would come there and meet them again and again. Text 192. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering due respects to all the devotees and smilingly, very mildly, bade them farewell. Text 193. After requesting all the devotees to return home, the Lord decided to go to Jagannath Puri. At that time, Haridas Thakur began to cry and speak some words, pathetic words. I wasn't sure, but you know, I guess. Yeah. Okay, text 194. We will all join in with the Bengali translation, purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Haridas Thakur said, "You are going to Jagannath Puri, and that is all right, but what will be my destination? I am not able to go to Jagannath Puri." Purport. Although Srila Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family, he was accepted as a proper initiated Brahmin. As such, he had every right to enter the temple of Jagannath Puri. But because there were some rules and regulations stipulating that only Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Sudras, members of the Varnashram Dham system, could enter, Haridas Thakur, out of his great humility, did not want to violate this existing rules. He therefore said that he did not have the strength to enter into the temple. And he pointed out that if Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived within the temple, there would be no way for Haridas Thakur to see him. Later, when Haridas Thakur went to Jagannath Puri, he lived outside the temple at a place called Siddha Bakul. A monastery has now been erected there, known as Siddha Bakula Mutt. People who visit Jagannath Puri often go to Siddha Bakula and the tomb of Haridas Thakur on the beach by the sea. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnanam Jnana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kana Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyachyade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So, has anyone tried to enter the Jagannath Temple? It's quite a task if you're, I think Prabhupada is explaining that only the Brahmins or the members of the Varnashram were allowed to go into the Jagannath Temple. And even though the ISKCON devotees are bona fide, initiated Brahmins, somehow or another, they don't let the devotees also enter the Jagannath Temple. There was a devotee here at the manor. This was in the 80s. And in those days, in the 80s, I think they were much, much more stricter. Nowadays, I think ISKCON devotees, I think there's one panda who even lets the devotees in. But in the early days, it was very, very hard to get in. So there was one devotee, he was very, very determined to get inside the Jagannath temple. Anyway, so he kind of somehow or another managed to get, I don't know if you know, it's like these steep stairs that go to the top. Then he reached the very, very top, and then there's this guards over there, isn't it, with the sticks. And then he was obviously nervous, but the guards, they noticed him. And then they pointed at him and they said, "Farangi, Farangi." Do you know what Farangi means? Foreigner. And immediately a big stick came right on his head. Boom! And the others also came in and started beating him. And they were pushing him down the stairs and he rolled down. And they were beating him and beating him and beating him. And he couldn't understand how they kind of noticed him, you know. And they said, "Pagal, Pagal, Mlecha, shoes, shoes." He forgot to take his shoes off. He was so... nervous to go to the temple that he forgot to take his shoes off and he went to the top. And then Maharaj found out about this and Maharaj said, "Well, he deserves a beating if he went with his shoes." So Haridas Thakur is very well aware that these rules and regulations are there in the Jagannath temple. And out of attachment and strong affection for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's concerned that if the Lord is to live in the temple, he will not able to see the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Bhakta Vatsala, he creates a strong bond with his devotees. The Panchatattva, Haridas Thakur, so many associates are there. And so many of them are highly disturbed that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's going to be leaving Navadvip. And it's going to be moving his residence now to Jagannath Puri. And Haridas Thakur did not want to be separated from the Lord. And he wanted to move wherever the Lord decided to stay. But the place that Lord decided to stay under the guidance of Sachimata, Jagannath Puri, this made it very, very awkward for Haridas Thakur to see if he could move over there. So, why is it that Haridas Thakur is so attached to Lord Chaitanya? Why is it that he wants to move? In fact, when the Lord moved to Jagannath Puri, I think possibly only Haridas Thakur and Gadada moved. The rest of the devotees more or less stayed in Navadvip, and they would come annually at the Rath Yatra festival. So to try and understand the love that Haridas Thakur has for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we should try and understand his lifestyle. We should try and understand some of the wonderful pastimes that Haridas Thakur had. When Advaita Acharya was there at the lunar eclipse, chanting Haribol, Haribol, at the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said that Haridas Thakur was there with him. So Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya, these are generally two elder devotees in the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that Haridas Thakur is about 35 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at the time of the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya, they were in ecstasy, dancing to welcome the Lord. And it is explained that Advaita Acharya held Haridas Thakur in great high esteem. Advaita Acharya was a respected Brahmin amongst the Brahmin community, and everyone looked up to Advaita Acharya. But when Advaita Acharya accepted Haridas Thakur as a devotee, as a Brahmin, some of the Brahmins were a little bit doubtful. And particularly when Advaita Acharya was doing the Pinda ceremony, when you do the Pinda ceremony, part of the ceremony is you have to invite an elevated Brahmin. And you have to give him some sesame seeds, you have to give him some mustard, you have to give him some fresh dhoti, chada, you have to give him some dakshin, and he is to be honored as the first person to partake in the prasadam in the ceremony. So there were so many Brahmins who came to the Shraddha ceremony of Advaita Acharya's Pinda ceremony. And out of all the different Brahmins, Advaita Acharya chose Haridas Thakur. And of course, this did not go down with the Brahmin community. And as with the community, what happens? What happens? Gossip. So within the community of the Brahmins, there was gossip. What has happened to Advaita Acharya? A well-known Brahmin, learned Brahmin, respected by everyone in Navadvip and in Shantipur, but he has lost his senses. He is accepting the Sudra, Haridas Thakur, and is offering the first rite to a Brahmin. So some of them began to criticize Haridas Thakur like this. So some of them decided to walk away and not be part of this. And some of them thought, well, actually, if Advaita Acharya is so elevated, he must be seeing something in Haridas Thakur that we are not seeing. So then they decided to stay. Then it's explained, then after the Shraddha ceremony, then normally you have a yajna, 13 days, depending according to your community. Then you have a yajna for the departed soul. Then the Brahmins again, they come. So Advaita Acharya, he wanted to do this ceremony. And then the Brahmins were all chanting and chanting mantras. Om Tat Vishnu Paranam Param Sada. And you chant a certain mantra, and this mantra is so powerful that it ignites the fire. The Brahmins were so pure that just by chanting a mantra from the Vedas, the Kusha grass would ignite. You don't need matchstick, you don't need a lighter. We see sometimes the pujari struggling and burning themselves. You just need to chant the mantra, no lighters. But no matter how much they chanted, they could not get the fire going. So they all looked to Advaita. Why is the fire not igniting? Then he said, well, take this kusha grass and go to Haridas Thakur because you have all offended him. So Haridas Thakur, because there was so much gossip going on, he decided not to come for this part of the yajna. So then the Brahmins, they went and gave the kusha grass to Haridas Thakur. And then in the presence of Haridas Thakur, the fire ignited. Boom. And the Brahmins, wow, they were really, really surprised. So the Brahmins tried to chant the mantra. They couldn't get the fire going. But when they brought the Krusha grass to Haridas Thakur, Agnidev personally came to offer respects to Haridas Thakur. So then the Brahmin community, they realized that Haridas Thakur was not an ordinary person. So then they all gave due respect. So in Haridas Thakur's life, there's so many different kinds of pastimes that are very, very endearing. Another famous pastime is generally, I find, if you even look in our ISKCON society, what is the toughest community to try and preach to? If you look at all the different cultures around the world, which is the toughest one? Islam. They're tough. They have their own very, very, very strong beliefs and things like that. It's very, very difficult. That's why Prabhupada said, if anyone preaches in these Muslim countries, I will personally take them back home, back to Godhead. So it's very, very difficult. And this community is so tight. If anyone leaves and adopts another religion, then you're in big trouble. Boom, 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 boom. So Haridas Thakur, he was born in a Muslim family, but he accepted Vaishnavism. And of course, this did not go well in the Muslim community. So the local leaders of the Muslim community, they went to the Qazi and they complained. This Haridas Thakur was a very, very nice Muslim, but now he's been converted. This is not very, very good. And if he becomes converted, then what will happen? Then this person, then that person. And before you know it, everyone's going to be hurry, 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 hurry. So then pressure was put onto the Qazi to do something about it. So then Haridas Thakur was invited to meet the Qazi, and they had some conversation, and the Qazi tried to change Haridas Thakur's mind. But Haridas Thakur was explaining very, very nicely, I haven't changed. Allah, Krishna is the same. Of course, this didn't go down well. Then he was taken to 21 marketplaces, and then he was beaten by the guards. And the guards were told, beat him, and then make sure he dies at the end. So the beating was going on in all the different 21 marketplaces. And then the guards started crying. And Haridas Thakur looked up to them and said, why are you crying? He said, well, the Qazi told us that if you don't die, then he's going to kill us. So we're very, very worried. We can't seem to kill you. Now imagine this. Haridas Thakur has been beaten. He's been pulled and dragged through 21 marketplaces. And they're trying to kill him. But Haridas Thakur obliged to their request and he died. Or he went in a swoon. So when we get insulted, when someone say something about us, we tend to maybe defend ourselves. We maybe even attack someone. But here Haridas Thakur is showing the perfect example that even though these aggressors were trying to hurt him or kill him, he did not take any offense. That's the proper meaning of Trinadapi Sunechena. And then Govinda, he was taking some prasadam to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he noticed that there were marks on the back of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Govinda was very, very surprised. Where did these marks come from? And he inquired from the Lord, where did these marks come from? And he said, my devotee Haridas Thakur, he has been beaten with whiplash. And he's so dear to me that I have personally taken those whiplash on my own back. So that's how close Haridas Thakur was to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Haridas Thakur did move to Jagannath Puri. And as Prabhupada explains in the purport, then he made a residence just outside of the Jagannath temple in a place which is called Siddha Bakul. And Haridas Thakur respected the rules and regulations of the temple by not entering. And then from the distance, he could see the top of the Jagannath temple's chakra, and he offered obeisances. But the most amazing thing about everyone going to see Lord Jagannath, what was it about Haridas Thakur which was amazing, apart from Sutapa? So everyone is going to see Lord Jagannath. Everyone is going to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. Haridas Thakur is not allowed to go in. What is the most amazing thing, Sam? Lord Jagannath personally came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give darshan to Haridas Thakur. Can you just imagine that? We're all going to see the deities, but the Lord is so dear to Haridas Thakur that the Lord personally comes and sees him. And that was Lord Chaitanya's daily routine, that every day after taking darshan, then he would go and see Haridas Thakur. And one day he saw Haridas Thakur chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haridas Thakur was so humble, he didn't want anything for himself. But as he was chanting, the sun was beating on his body, on his head. And has anyone experienced the beating sun of Jagannath Puri? I tell you, it's very, 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 very hot. Once I was foolish enough not to take my sandals and I started walking on the sand, and boy, did I get some blisters. So that's what he was doing to the sand. He was burning the sand. That's how intense the sun was. And Haridas Thakur was chanting in this intense sun. And Lord felt very, very compassionate for him. And he brought a toothpick from Lord Jagannath's. And then he placed it on the ground. And before everyone's eyes, a tree started growing. You know, sometimes you see this video of the natures, which is called time lapse. And you see the flowers budding and growing, or tree growing. So you don't need a time lapse with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It just, boom, happens instantly. And he asked Haridas Thakur, please chant over here. So in this way, every day, Haridas Thakur had the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as we know, Haridas Thakur was always chanting constantly the names of Krishna, 300,000 times, isn't it? Which I think, if I'm not mistakenly, comes to about 180 odd rounds a day. So if you calculate, it leaves very, very little personal time for Haridas Thakur. So there was one person who was very, very envious of Haridas Thakur. And then he tried to defame Haridas Thakur. So then this Ramachandra, he wanted to try and expose Haridas Thakur as an imposter, that he's just doing this chanting as a show business and he's not really a saintly person, he's not really a sadhu. So then he got a prostitute, paid some money, and then this prostitute was told to break the vow of Haridas Thakur. So she went in the dead of the night to try and allure Haridas Thakur. So interestingly enough, Haridas Thakur said, he didn't send her away. He said, yes, I will satisfy your desires. Again, such a kind devotee, he didn't turn her away. He said, but please, I've taken a vow to chant these rounds. After I've chanted these rounds, then I will attend your needs. Then, of course, he chanted all night. He chanted all night. And then by morning came, then the prostitute was frustrated. And Haridas Thakur was very, very apologetic and said, sorry, well, come tomorrow, and then I will definitely fulfill your desires. So then again the next day, the prostitute came and said, you wait here, let me finish my rounds, then I will attend your needs. And chanting, and again the night passed, and then Haridas said, oh, I'm very sorry, I had to finish my rounds, come again tomorrow. Then the third night, again the same thing happened. And then this time she was slowly, by the hearing the pure chanting of Haridas Thakur, her heart started to become purified. And by the end of the third night, she went to Haridas Thakur and started asking for forgiveness. She says, I have been sent here by Ramachandra to try and break your vow, to try and expose you. But now I can see you are a true saint. Now I can see that you are a sadhu. So she asked for forgiveness, and then she became a disciple of Haridas Thakur, and she even followed the same example as Haridas Thakur, and she also chanted 300,000 times. So it's no easy task. I think, I can put my hands up, can say that just to finish your prescribed duties is not easy. Once I remember in Mayapur, I tried to chant 64 rounds at Yoga Pit. And I could say, you know, by the time it was coming to 40, 50, the mind was bing, bong, 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 bloom, bloom, bloom. So it's very, very difficult for us to just sit in one place and just chant, especially in this time. We're all grounded. We're all in isolation. We've got no choice but to chant rounds and chant extra rounds. This prostitute, she followed in examples of a spiritual master, and she also chanted in the same way. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki. And then another amazing pastime of Haridas Thakur and Lord Chaitanya, one of the most well-known pastime, is when Haridas Thakur was coming to the end of his life. As we know, Haridas Thakur was quite older. And then as Lord Chaitanya was going to see Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya noticed Haridas Thakur was weak. Lord Chaitanya noticed that Haridas Thakur was not well. And he asked Haridas, my dear Haridas, how are you feeling? And out of humility, Haridas Thakur said, my mind and body are well, but I cannot finish my rounds. Then Lord Chaitanya said, my dear Haridas Thakur, in your condition, you don't need to chant your rounds. And then Haridas Thakur said, my dear Lord, I can see very soon you are going to wind up your pastimes. But please, I ask this one blessing. Let me finish my pastime first before you depart from this world. So the next day, Lord Chaitanya came with all the devotees. They all had ecstatic kirtan. They all went around Haridas Thakur. And Lord Chaitanya started to describe the glories of Haridas Thakur. And everyone felt great ecstatic bliss glorifying Haridas Thakur. Generally, at least in my kind of low-class nature, we tend to find the faults of another person. We try to see if we can push someone down. But Haridas Thakur, he was glorified by Lord Chaitanya, found all the wonderful qualities of Haridas Thakur. And then towards the end, Haridas Thakur, slowly, he moved to Lord Chaitanya. He took Lord Chaitanya's feet, put them on his chest, looked at the Lord, and he passed away. And the Lord picked up his body and he danced in ecstasy. And he said, the world is now bereft of a wonderful devotee, Haridas Thakur. He was the crown jewel amongst the Vaishnavas, and we have all lost his association. And so dear was Haridas Thakur to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he personally organized a big feast for Haridas Thakur. He went himself to all the merchants collecting bhoga. He organized a big feast. He even served himself. He even dug a sandpit and placed Haridas Thakur's transcendental body. And as Prabhupada mentions in the purport, you can go and see that place. And you can chant your rounds. And this is the place where Lord Chaitanya placed the body of Haridas Thakur. So the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very, very attached to the Lord. They cannot be separated from the Lord. When there's some separation, then we feel this vipralamba. So Haridas Thakur was feeling this vipralamba. He did not want the Lord to go, but the Lord had decided that he had to go. So then Haridas Thakur also went over there. So these are some of the wonderful pastimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had with his devotees. And Haridas Thakur is one of the devotees that the Lord reciprocated so much when he stayed at Jagannath Puri. So I just will stop here. I wanted to take a few minutes and maybe speak a little bit of realization, I guess, since everybody's talking a little bit about the situation. So I had a little experience. Maybe I'd like to share as well. I know there's so much concern among devotees, what's going on outside. I remember as a kid watching this one film, The Ten Commandments, when Moses, he came back to try and free the people. And one of the disease was that the firstborn of the family would die, and there was this cloud that kind of came over, and then everyone was very, very fearful to see who would die. But Prabhupada is saying that someone who has firm faith in Krishna, then he is the swift deliverer of the ocean of birth and death. Just yesterday, when I was dressing the deities, Prabhupada was saying that Krishna, he will deliver everyone. But he qualifies, so he says, there's only if you are qualified, then Krishna will deliver you. So then Prabhupada was explaining, what will qualify you to be delivered by Krishna? So, of course, there are many answers. What do you think Prabhupada said would qualify you to deliver you? Anyone have any suggestions? Mercy, yes, if you get the mercy. Anything else? Sadhana, yes. Surrender, if you surrender. Ladies, what will qualify you that Krishna will come and deliver you? Prabhupada was explaining. Surrender. So everyone is right. In this particular instance, Prabhupada is saying, you qualify to be delivered by Krishna depending how much you are attached to Krishna. Proportionately to how attached you are to Krishna, that's how much you will qualify to be delivered by Krishna. So we all attach to so many different things in our life, but the more we are attached to Krishna, the more we'll get qualified to be delivered by Krishna. And once also I had the opportunity to meet face to face with death. This was in Mayapur. This is going back quite a few years. And I was visiting Mayapur, and then as devotees do, one of the pastimes is go to the Ganga. So then, if you catch a boat and if you go across, there's a very, very nice sandy part on this the other side of the Ganga. So then me and my two children, we went across, we caught a boat, and there's a nice sandy beach over there. So then we were all there playing around, splashing around in the background. You could see Mayapur. There was no dome at that time. You could see the dome of Prabhupada Samadhi, but not the main dome, which is up there now. So I'm not a particularly good swimmer. So then I was kind of just goofing around and things like that. So when you go to the Ganga, there's one thing you have to be very careful. What's that of? The undercurrent. So then I was kind of swimming around over there, and then the undercurrent, it came and started to, like a whirlpool, pull me underneath. So I wasn't such a great swimmer, so it started pulling me, and at the same time my gamsha came off and started getting tied up in my legs. And of course, I was like freaking out because, you know, naturally when you're kind of drowning, it's not a great situation. So then I was struggling to try and come to the top. My legs were tangled up by the gamsha. As I was panicking, that's why it fell off. Then the current was pulling me down. And of course, I was trying to push myself up. Then I went up. Then I could see my kids over there, right in front of me. And the fear of death went straight into my heart. And I could see the looks on my kids. They were terrified. And then they wanted to try and come in the Ganga. I said, no, no, stay away. Then again I went down. And then I was again, obviously, going in a panic mode. And I was flapping like a fish out of water, And then I went up again. And then I remember still now vividly, I could see Mayapur in the distance. I could see my kids. And I was really struggling. The current was very, very, very strong and it started pulling me. And I tried so hard to save myself. Then at that time, I had immediate thought, Ganga, if you want to take me away, please take me away. Then I kind of put my hands up and said to Ganga, take me. And then I started going down and down. And as my hands were up, another hand came and grabbed me and pulled me right up to the top. And I was not aware, but that boatman that we took the boat across, he came across, obviously saw me struggling and drowning. Then he grabbed me and pulled me onto the boat and saved my life. So there I was, thinking that I was going to die, thinking that I was going to drown. I could see my attachments right in front of me, my kids. But the moment you let go of your attachments, the moment you let go in whatever situation, then Krishna, he will come. So we have to have that explicit faith in Krishna. No matter what happens, we have that attachment for him that he will be there for us. And actually, if you listen to a lot of Prabhupada's lectures now, everything that's going around, it's all having so much more extra weight. The purports, what we're reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam, has so much weight. Because before this thing happened, everyone just carrying on, thinking life's, yeah, honky-dory. But the moment there's some kind of reality of death, then everyone starts to panic. Everyone starts to make some plans. I was just reading, everyone is just trying to empty the banks with all the money they've saved. So people are all going on panic mode now. But the devotee should just stay calm, chant Hare Krishna, and depend that Krishna will always be there. And then after the boat guy, he saved me, I gave him 200 rupees. So my life is worth 200 rupees. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.